Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, we wanted someone to tell us the semantics of the Chelsea Wagner and her husband arrest.
Yeah,
right?
So if you're just tuning in, you just got in the car and you just flipped on the radio. So that is the story that Chelsea Wagner, Allegheny County Controller, Chelsea Wagner and her husband, Kari Mosley, have been charged in the incident that happened, earlier this month?
Yes.
In Detroit after a concert. And so what does this mean? How do you proceed?
Charged on the 19th?
Yeah.
Yeah, March 6th. I apologize.
Yeah.
All right, so we brought Phil DeLucente, one of my friends and one of the best lawyers that we know. So, Phil, how are you?
Good afternoon, Marty and Wendy.
Hi.
All right, so Chelsea was charged with two counts of resisting and obstructing the police, a felony, and he was charged with one count of disorderly conduct. We're dummies, Phil. What happens next for them?
What's going to happen next is, since it's a felony that's charged, and if there's a warrant which must be issued, then that means that they'll be going back to Detroit and being arraigned. Now, keep in mind, an arraignment is just to secure your appearance and determine bond. And so I would think she's a smart lady. She holds public office. No flight. She wants to fight this. It's been very clear with her public statements as well as her representative. Mm-hmm. So she would then have what's called an ROR bond, I would think, in this situation. And then she would be free to do whatever she wants, so long as no crimes, no further crimes, anything like that in violation of the bond, no contact with perhaps maybe the Detroit police. And then they will essentially come back for what's called a preliminary hearing. And a preliminary hearing is nothing more than an opportunity for the defense to see what the prosecution, if they can make a prima facie case. And so she'll be given the opportunity, or her lawyer. She is a lawyer, too. She's a very smart woman. Her counsel will have the opportunity, licensed in Michigan, to cross-examine the officers involved and actually get to the meat of the matter. Now, it's a very low standard for a preliminary hearing. As people know, we came from the English, or at least we left the English, but we still follow English law, and the procedures throughout the states are identical. So that's what will happen. And I can tell you from everything that I heard, she's a fighter, and I know she's going to fight this all the way.
Right. So we're listening to Phil DeLucente. And you know, Phil, tell me about this. Obviously, it seems in my mind that the most critical evidence here is whatever video that police officer has from his vest or his uniform. Tell me how that's going to play in here and how damning that could be to her case.
Yeah, well, they have to release that in the prelim that they're going to have.
They don't necessarily have to release that in a preliminary hearing. That's always an issue, a contention for clients. They want it released. They want it released.
Right.
They really don't have to give it until after what's called the next phase, the formal arraignment, and then you request discovery formally. Now, if they believe that they want to show it because previous statements made by, you know, her husband, whatever, their representative, to really, you know, lock it down, they can. But the government, meaning the prosecution, has that right to bring it if they want. But they're not compelled, Wendy, at all.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, and I'm kind of curious, physically, Phil, in terms of the semantics of it, does this happen tomorrow? Do they get 2 weeks?
Right.
What
How
happens?
Long does this take?
I can tell you this. The reality of the situation is preliminary hearings, because there are so many, from the minor offense, okay, jaywalking that's or disorderly conduct, which is a summary here and also a low-grade misdemeanor. But when you're dealing with a felony case that's serious and her busy agenda, the courts are very good with postponing preliminary hearings for also to secure counsel. There's a number of reasons. But, you know, the thing you have to keep in mind is, what is going to actually transpire between now and then? A lot of times you may have counsel reach out and say, look, we just don't want to go through all this. She's a very busy, demanding schedule. Is there a way that we could have this resolved at the preliminary hearing? And then walking into that preliminary hearing, you can just essentially get the case closed through some type of minor summary offense.
I was going to say, what would that kind of solution look like for her?
I think a solution, you know, keep in mind, I said she was fighting before, but if you just wanted to resolve, and I've represented judges, House of Representatives, I've represented lots of politicians, you do that because, one, you're a public official. Two, you just want to put it in your past, and it would look like something.
She ain't
Wendy,
pleading to no felony, Phil.
No.
Because if she does, she loses her job.
Under the state constitution, and lots of legal analysts have talked about this over the years from different universities, and that's true. Now, it's always been an issue whether they can run for public office, but the issue if they can hold it would sit with the attorney general and or the district attorney's office. So,
So you're not surprised by any of these developments today, are you?
I am a little surprised, Wendy. Thanks for that question. Only because, from what I was able to ascertain, I did not. The reason they were charged with felonies, and this is under the statute, you're not allowed to lay a finger on a police officer.
Oh,
everyone knows that. If it were you or me, and we're not in that protected class of persons, and there's dozens of them. I mean, it seems like the list grows every day. But if you're not in that protected class, you'd have to show serious bodily injury.
All right, okay? Phil, you're the man. Thanks, Phil. You're the best.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have
a good one, dear.
Talk to you again.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.